This is County Close Up, news from Halliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
So we're walking over here. We're coming over to Reed House. Tell me what you know about Reed House.
Oh, much. Much. So Reed House is an integral part of the story of the Halliburton Highlands Museum.
Kate Butler is a strong believer in the phrase, you can't know where you're going till you know where you've been. As director of the Halliburton Highlands Museum, it's her job to look to the past and bring it to life for the community and the museum's many visitors. That's why Butler invited Canoe FM to tour the recently reopened Reed House, which had been closed for roof repairs. As summer approaches, tourists, cottagers, and locals will soon flock to the museum, and now Reed House is ready for its close-up. On our tour, Butler enthusiastically tells the story of Reed House and how it came to find its second home right here beside the Halliburton Highlands Museum.
So the house was actually built in 1882, and it was home to several generations of the Reed family. So to begin the Reed's story, the Reeds actually came over from London, England to Halliburton in 1871. John Russell Reed, the first John Russell Reed, there are many John Russell Reeds, the first John Russell Reed and his wife, Amy, they came over here in 1871 with their son, also John Russell Reed, who was about 19 at the time. Now imagine leaving London, England in 1871 and coming to Little Halliburton at the time. So from what we know, the first generation, the older generation of the family, they decided after a few years that life in the backwoods was not for them. They went back to England, but the son stayed. He probably thought it was a great adventure. He was in his early 20s at the time. Lived the adventure. So he stayed and he married a young local woman by the name of Janet Klingscale. And when they married in 1882, Reed House was built as their home, the home they moved into when they married. So they went on to raise three kids in the house. As you'll see when we go inside, the space that three teenagers once shared in this house, it's a little bit cozy. But of course, kids didn't spend as much time, in their bedrooms back then as we might today. They went on to raise three kids in the house, and eventually the house was inherited by their son, John Russell Reed, the third, who went by Russell, to make things a little clearer. Yeah, Russell inherited the house after his mum passed away. For a little while, he rented the house out while he was working down towards Hamilton. Then while he was living down around Hamilton, he met a young woman who had recently moved over from Ireland, who was named Jean McMullen. They fell in love and married. So they spent a bit of time in Hamilton. They also spent a little bit of time down in New York State. But then eventually, during the Great Depression, they decided to move back up to Halliburton because, well, they had a house in Halliburton they could move back into. And also jobs were more likely to be going to people who were local to whatever area. So they thought, well, let's just head back on up to Halliburton. So they arrived back in town, settled back in, lived in the house for many years. Russell passed away in 1959. Jean continued to live in the house for another few years until eventually she started to think about perhaps moving elsewhere because she didn't really have the family ties in this area. So she thought about going to live with her sister in New York State. And then, by this point, we're around the late 60s, and lots of people are saying, hey, wouldn't it be cool, lead up to Canada's centennial, if Halliburton had a community museum? So when the house came up in the market, the house was purchased as a home for the budding Halliburton Highlands Museum. It was actually purchased by Halliburton Rotary for the purposes of there being a museum.
Buying the house for the museum was one thing. Moving it to a spot beside the museum was something else altogether. As Butler tells it, moving a home built in the 1800s wasn't a simple thing. It took care and attention to detail to safely lift the home up, place it on a flatbed truck, and then set it in place in its new location.
This house, though, it's had its own journey because it was actually moved as well. That's the other part of the story. So the house was actually originally downtown Halliburton. It was, basically where Rotary Park is now. So Hadley Park on one side, and then there's a little bridge going over on the Rotary Park side. So kind of around where the tennis courts are now. When the museum first opened, it was located there in the house's original location. And it wasn't until 1979, when they were building our new gallery space, that Reed House was moved. At the time, there was a view to expanding the museum, that we need a bit more space. The decision was made to move it to Glebe Park. It was the question of, what becomes of Reed House then? And of course, Reed House had to come along for the ride. So Reed House was picked up, put on the back of a truck, and driven around the lake. They took down like the hydro lines, the telephone lines, so that you could get the house under where it needed to go under. Yeah, we've got a couple of pictures of it being driven up out of Park Street and onto Highway 118. They put it on a new basement, new foundation. But that's pretty amazing that it made that journey. And I am sure everyone came out to watch that day. Like, well, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, coming into the house, so the first room here we have is the more formal parlor. And depending on the size of your house, how many rooms you had, how many were living in your house, your parlor might not actually really get that much use because it was the spot for special occasions. So, you know, if the local minister came to visit, or anyone who was prominent, or you were entertaining, you know, in any sort of grand and fancy way, well, then you might make your way into the parlor.
The moment one steps into Reed House, it hits you. It's no longer 2026. It's entirely 1882. To the left of the front door is a more formal parlor, complete with an ornate wood stove and furniture reflective of the period. A staircase to the right leads to the upstairs bedrooms, and the hallway leads to the kitchen where families would spend most of their time together. There's a quiet here, a reverence, as though you've been granted the privilege to be there, to explore and to see how people lived more than 140 years ago. Butler takes pleasure in explaining the home's unique character and the families that live there. For her, Reed House reflects the story of Halliburton and the creation of the museum.
I think it's the fact that it has been part of the museum's story all the way through. So when you think that originally the entire museum collection was housed in Reed House, so we now have a two-story main gallery space, but that wasn't built until 1979. Our log farmstead buildings, which are down the road further into Glebe Park, they didn't come until the mid-1980s. So in the early days of the museum, everything was in Little Reed House. So yeah, it's been part of our story all the way along. It's also a great home, you know, that shows us what life was like in the 1880s in Halliburton. Interestingly, I do think, you know, the Reed family, they never in a million years would have thought that their house would end up being home to part of a museum, and that their story would end up being told so prominently in a local community museum. I think that they just probably figured, you know, we're getting on with our day-to-day lives. They never would have thought that this would be happening today. But because it's their home, we also feel it's important to pay tribute to them and their story. But yeah, it's also the fact that, yeah, this little house has been with us all the way through the journey.
Down the hallway is a formal dining room, complete with a custom-made corner cabinet, wainscoting, and a dining set. Just a couple steps beyond, you'll find the kitchen.
And of course, the kitchen was the heart of the home, as it is still for so many of us today. Now, the original house, as it was laid out, it just had a root cellar underneath. So there is a trap door in the kitchen, leads down. It's much further down now than it would have been originally, because when the house was moved, a deeper basement was dug out under it. So that's why we don't use that trapdoor anymore. The stoves and so many other things in the home were works of art and designed to last.
Climbing the stairs to the bedrooms, you get the sense that privacy and space weren't really factored into the design of the home. Three teenagers sharing one bedroom seems completely unimaginable by today's standards. And of course, rumors abound about spirits who still inhabit Reed House today. Many people have reported hearing the sounds of happy children playing in the home. Butler says while she's not heard ghosts there, plenty have, and this has brought it a certain notoriety. More exciting details will be released this fall, she adds, but for now, we've agreed to keep it secret.
Several people have reported unexplained happenings in Reed House, shall we say. Oftentimes, those seem to center on children in the building. So one story that does spring to my mind again and again, there's a family with a young son who came to visit the museum, and Reed House was open. I told them that they were welcome to go and take a peek around the house. If they had questions, let me know. And they came back over from taking a look at Reed House, and their very, very young, like three-year-old son, proceeded to tell me all about the other little boy in the house he'd had a chat with. The parents' jaws just dropped. No, there was no one else over there. And you kind of figure when kids are that tiny, that like they're not deliberately pulling your leg about something like this. There have also been people who have heard children's laughter coming from the upstairs of the house when there was no one in the house. There was another story about sounded like a children's toy ball rolling down the stairs. So there have been various and sundry reports. Some other people have reported actually even seeing a woman in the garden We've had two different sets of paranormal investigators come and take a look at the house. So one group came, I guess it was 2019. They took a look at Reed House. They also took a look at the main museum building and actually found just as much evidence of spirits in the main museum as they did here. But then also more recently had another group of paranormal investigators come in. This was last autumn. They spent quite a bit of time in the house and exploring the house. I mean, I don't want to reveal too much because that will get more of a reveal later this year.
Okay.
But I will say that they discovered more evidence of spirits in this house and more spirits than I ever could have possibly imagined.
And so an author by the name of Andrew Hind actually wrote a book several years ago now on haunted museums and art galleries of Ontario. And we were featured in there. So sometimes people will come through the doors and will say, so we heard you've got ghosts.
Butler is quick to praise those who went before her, who had the insight to make Reed House a central part of the story of both the museum and Haliburton County.
We do often say that Reed House is our biggest artifact in the collection. And yeah, the fact that it's been part of our story that whole time is pretty phenomenal. Also, I always do say Reed House is a work in progress, always. Any house that's 140 odd years old always will be. So, I mean, just recently, last autumn, Reed House got a new roof, which it had been in need of for a while. And so some people may know that Reed House was closed for a bit just because it was in need of a new roof. So we're delighted that it's back open again. But I love the fact that Reed House, I think, as if you can say it of a building, it has persevered, and we have persevered over the years in keeping Reed House going strong. But yeah, definitely it is a work in progress, and will continue that way as the house continues to age gracefully as the years go on.
The Haliburton Highlands Museum is open Tuesday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Reed House and the log farmsteads are open in summer months only. For more information, visit the Dysart et al. Website under the Explore Play tab or call 705-457-1740.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.